Father McDermott reflects on the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee is having a really good day. As he makes his way to the temple, various people he meets bow to him as if to acknowledge his specialness in the eyes of God and human beings. They don't even know that a few hours earlier he had sent the most recent installment of his annual tithe to the temple, and that he is in the middle of one of his fasts. But still they appreciate him for his pious ways and his material prosperity, which surely is a sign of God's favor toward him. Now he is in the temple and feels really at home. As he is about to pray, however, he smells the arrival of some uncouth individual behind him. Stealing a look, he catches sight of a tax collector standing some distance in the rear, his head bowed down. He knows how despised tax collectors are in his world. They have a reputation for shady business practices, such as demanding higher taxes than are owed in order to increase their take. A little thrill of self-satisfaction runs down his spine as he thinks, "Thank God, I'm not a tax collector, but one of God's favorites." This particular Pharisee actually spends a fair amount of time thinking about people and groups of people who are inferior to him one way or another. His sense of self derives to a large extent from this sense of superiority. It's as if he belongs to a caste in his society that is many notches higher in the pecking order than the caste to which folks like this tax collector belong. As a faithful male Jew, this nameless Pharisee prays each day in gratitude that he was not born a Gentile or a woman. Add to the list a tax collector, and his list is only just getting started. This man in the temple represents all those human beings whose sense of self depends on their being able to look down on other individuals and groups. Thank God I was not born a... You fill in the blank. The tax collector doesn't even look up as he says in his heart, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." The Australian Jesuit New Testament scholar Brendan Byrne offers a wonderful reflection on this short prayer, this one-sentence prayer. He writes that we shouldn't too quickly think that the publican is considering only personal sins when he says these words. This is certainly possible, but something more interesting might be going on here. I want to quote him. Could it simply be that he finds himself trapped in an occupation that makes him a sinner in his own eyes and those of his world? An occupation that, with a family to support and no other possibilities of employment, he cannot simply abandon? Father Byrne continues, "This parable could also offer comfort to many people who find themselves judged objectively sinful on more traditional thinking, whether in the area of sexuality or marital involvement or professional occupation. The parable suggests that God may be able to cope with, quotes, disorder in terms of objective morality or church discipline far better than those who guard the tradition sometimes imagine." Aren't Jesus' parables magnificent? A story about a Pharisee and publican can lead us to consider, on the one hand, matters such as white supremacy and Black Lives Matter, and, on the other hand, how God and Jesus look upon folks who find themselves stuck in morally ambiguous situations. God bless you.